Well, it's Thursday and it's 6:30, so that means it's time for another edition of On Your Mark here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. I am Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Call from Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. And Sean, this evening we're going to discuss triathlons.
Yes, Poplin, when you think about a triathlete, you see that incredible amount of energy that they have. There's this incredible amount of discipline that they've got to have to be successful. When I see a triathlete doing their workout routine, they're learning how to make their body more efficient. They're learning how to tax different energy systems and not just out there doing their running or their cycling or their swimming. That's a workload in itself, but they're learning to improve their core. They're learning to just do different things that are going to make different parts of their body better, make them more stable and more balanced, like we talked about last week.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think there are different terms for it, whether you want to call it muscle confusion or whatnot with your workouts. We've discussed in the past monotony in workouts and kind of overcoming that obstacle, but boy, the triathlon is something that I don't think you necessarily have to worry about with that, because you're working all different types of muscle groups.
Right, it's almost built in. You don't have to worry about monotony. There's the challenge of three disciplines now. You're not just talking about running, cycling, swimming, but you've got three disciplines now to think about, and every workout is going to change from day to day. I always laugh at some triathletes I know, because they've got a swim bag and they've got another duffel bag when they go to the gym, and they've got all this different equipment they've got to keep up with. But every day is different. They've got a different workout to think about. One day is different than the one before. And the popularity of triathlon, especially here in Oklahoma, as I think, is because of that. If they're not good necessarily in the water, they can make up for that on the bike or on the run. And so that's the fun of it there. You don't necessarily have to be great at all three disciplines, but you see a great swimmer, come out of the water first, and it's okay. They can balance that out if they're not so good on the run and et cetera. But the lifestyle of a triathlete, you almost always see a similar lifestyle attached to a triathlete. There has to be this incredible amount of discipline and almost an obsessive compulsive type lifestyle there.
Yeah, HBO Real Sports just had a segment last night, believe it or not, on kind of catching the running bug or even the triathlon type bug, and guys that just are obsessive compulsive about it. And the great thing about triathlon is that we've talked about goals a lot on this program, and there's an ultimate goal at the end if you really want to dive into this, and that would be the Ironman.
Well, the Ironman triathlon is really responsible for inspiring so many new triathlons, and because it's triathletes, because it's televised, nationally. And if you're not familiar with an Ironman, it's 2.4-mile swim followed by a 112-mile bike, and if that's not enough, and a marathon after that, a 26.2-mile run. So the Hawaii Ironman World Championships are televised nationally, and that generates a lot of buzz in the running community and the endurance sports community, and it motivates people to look into triathlon and possibly try that. But what's funny about the Ironman World Championships in Hawaii, it started in 1977. It was an argument between a group of Navy officers. Who was better, a swimmer, a cyclist, or a runner? And they decided to put it to the test. They would swim the rough water swim of Waikiki. They would do what was then the Oahu Around the Island race. They would cycle around and do that course. And then they would run what was the Honolulu Marathon course and do all this in one stretch. And the winner of that would be the first Ironman. And my first experience with the Ironman triathlon was as a spectator at the Lake Placid Ironman. I've talked about it before, and we watched the elite runners come in, the elite triathletes, and that's always amazing to watch them just come in and nail an amazing time. But we waited around, and we see the full-time accountant who has a family, and he's obviously making great time sacrifices to become an Ironman. And he'll come in, he's holding his hamstring, limping across, and when he crosses that finish line, he collapses. And it's because his mind has got him to that finish line. His body has given his body permission to shut down. And that is inspiring, because you recognize the incredible amount of discipline this man has had, the incredible sacrifices he's made to get to that point. And it always just, it gave me goosebumps more than watching an elite triathlete, because the sport requires so much discipline, dedication, and talent. This is On Your Mark with Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. We're here every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. When we come back, we'll be joined by two incredible Oklahoma triathletes.
Right here. Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
Make plans now to join over 12,000 participants from around the world at the Williams Route 66 Marathon presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Tulsa's Marathon Weekend begins on Friday, November 18th with a free two-day health, fitness, and sustainability expo at the Tulsa Convention Center. Tulsa's largest road race expands to 2 days this year with the 5K Fun Run and Mascot Dash on Saturday, November 19th. The marathon, half marathon, and five-person marathon relay are on Sunday, November 20th. Both days feature live entertainment along the course and post-race concerts and festivities at the finish line. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at Route66Marathon.com. That's www.route66marathon.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
All right, welcome back into On Your Mark with Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. I am Sean Call, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness. That is Jeremy Poplin. We're here every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. on 1430 The Buzz. Tonight, we're joined by two incredible Oklahoma triathletes. We are joined by Chuck Sloan and Jennifer Johnson Sloan. And Chuck is from Billings, Montana. He is a GIS supervisor at Unit Petroleum, a graduate of Oklahoma State University. And Chuck posted an 8:26 3,000-meter steeplechase in the 2000 Olympic trials. That is still an OSU school record. Both of them have incredible resumes. Chuck has been at the Ironman Triathlon World Championships 3 times. And Jennifer has competed at the Ironman World Championships 6 times. Jennifer is from Tulsa. She's an attorney with Perrine McGivern and Redeman, Barry and Taylor. She is a graduate of the University of Tulsa. As I said, she's competed in the Ironman World Championships 6 times. That is the most by any Oklahoman, amateur or professional. And welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
And Chuck, what's amazing to me is you ran a marathon at the end of your competition here a couple weeks ago, a 2:57 marathon. That's your best marathon time ever. But that's a 6:46 pace. Now to me, you know, I go out and if I try to push a mile run, I'm looking at I hope I can get a 6:15 mile pace, and so that is just unbelievable to me. And you told me earlier that's your best marathon time, but you've never actually gone out and just run a marathon. The marathon has always been tacked onto an Ironman competition. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's amazing. And Jennifer has always been just an incredible viewing her statistics since 2005. Her first time at the Ironman World Championships, her time was 12:15, and she was 42nd of 49 in her age group. But this time, she made the podium in her division. And so it's just an incredible thing to watch her just continue to improve. And the Ironman World Championships a couple weekends ago, I've never been able to go and experience that or watch that. And there was a lot of Oklahomans that make a regular vacation out of that. They go and they spectate and they watch, and some of them also compete. But you guys Can you give us some insight into just the atmosphere of the Kona triathlon and what that's like? And every year that you go back, what makes it unique and that you just always know that that's going to be there?
Well, I really don't think there's any other race in the world like the Ironman in Hawaii. The start itself, the mass swim start and the pier is just something that's incredible to be a part of and to watch. When I first started dating Chuck, I really wanted him to come watch me in the Ironman just because I thought that it would make him really want to do an Ironman, because up until then he said it was crazy and he wouldn't want to do an Ironman. So he came and watched. And
when I left, I decided that it was entirely insane to do an Ironman.
But he, you know, someone like Chuck, who's been to the Olympic trials and competed at the highest level, for him to be able to come and see the Ironman and come away from it, so he was excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange feeling when you're sitting there watching everybody coming through, and you're just thinking, man, I don't know how these people are doing this with all the different conditions that you have to face at that particular race. It's just, it's pretty incredible. So I was awestruck. I mean, you look at the race and you look at the people that are in the race, and it's the best of the best. It's the best triathletes in the entire world. The Europeans, you know, people from Asia, I mean, all over the United States, and everybody has to go to these different qualifier races, and it's the cream of the crop. So it's intimidating. You see guys that are twice your age that blow by you on the bike, and you're like, wow.
There's a beach there called Digme Beach, and they call it Digme Beach because every day in the week before the race, all the men and women that are competing are there swimming every morning, and everybody's checking out everybody else, their competition, but it's the guys checking out the other guys to see who looks really fit, and likewise with the girls. And you've never seen so many people with just veins and muscles, and it's pretty intimidating. It's every year I say I'm going to be fitter and leaner and more muscular, and every year I get there and I sit there and feel just fat compared to all these crazy fit people all over the world.
You guys have reached a level, an amazing level, but you've maintained that for a long time too. And I want to know, what's been the greatest challenge of reaching that level, and how have you overcome that challenge, Chuck?
I think really one of my biggest challenges really is time. I mean, you're working a full-time job, and you're trying to balance a training week that can be anywhere from 13 to 23 hours, you know, and in your heavy phase, you might be, you know, 20-hour weeks, but, you know, it becomes, for me, it's just a juggling act of trying to make sure I can, you know, fulfill all my other requirements before I get to my triathlon business.
Right.
So.
Wow. We're going to take a short break, and we will come right back and be with Chuck and Jennifer Sloan. Some more questions, some great insight. This is On Your Mark with Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. We're here every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. on 1430 The Buzz.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Make plans now to join over 12,000 participants from around the world at the Williams Route 66 Marathon, presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Tulsa's Marathon Weekend begins on Friday, November 18th, with a free two-day health, fitness, and sustainability expo at the Tulsa Convention Center. Tulsa's largest road race expands to 2 days this year with a 5K fun run and mascot dash on Saturday, November 19th. The marathon, half marathon, and five-person marathon relay are on Sunday, November 20th. Both days feature live entertainment along the course and post-race concerts and festivities at the finish line. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at Route66Marathon.com. That's www.Route66Marathon.com.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.TulsaSportsDoctor.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
All right, welcome back to On Your Mark. I'm Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Call from Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. Two special guests in studio this evening. Do not forget, if you miss any of the episodes, you can go back to buzztulsa.com, click on the podcast page, and listen to them on your workout or while you're at work at your desk, all the previous episodes.
All right, and one of the things that's well documented that I struggle with is nutrition. I love food. And so I'm going to ask Jennifer, how big an emphasis do you place on nutrition, and how much of a factor does it play into your training?
Well, I'm not really much of a nutritionist. Chuck's really helped me in that regard. My favorite restaurant's McDonald's. I love donuts and French fries and Twinkies, and kind of use the Super 11 as my GNC, and I've really not had a good nutrition program at all. And so Chuck's helped me with that, and we've been working to eat more fruits and vegetables and kind of a more balanced diet. And I think I've seen the effect of that change in my results and in my training. I have more energy. I'm able to recover better when I eat properly. There's a lot of protein and protein shakes. Those are really helpful. And I'm really a believer in nutraceuticals like vitamins, and Metagenics makes really good supplements. With the triathlon, you can really go into a lot of adrenal fatigue because of the volume of training that you're performing. And so supporting your adrenal systems, your immune system, your tissue and bone systems, sometimes you can't get all of that just with food. And so supplementing with vitamins and nutraceuticals is really helpful.
Great. And Chuck, we were talking a little bit before about some of the strength training you and Jennifer have incorporated in your training. Can you talk about a little bit about that? I know you've got a great coach, and tell me exactly what you're trying to accomplish with the additional strength training.
Well, really, we're just, for us, everything that we do is really linear, whether it's swimming, biking, or running. There isn't a lot of lateral movements, and so there, what happens is people tend to become weak in these areas, and it causes injury. So one of our main goals is injury prevention, and the other thing is really your core, because your core is, for us, is really our engine. In swimming, a good swimmer is usually really powerful in their core. To be able to run and be able to keep increasing your pace as the race goes on in the run, having a strong core gives you that ability. So if you're running a marathon, you know, at 20 miles, you don't want to be breaking down, and you want to be able to lift your knees and really start turning it on so that you can you know, you can pass a lot of guys in that last 6 miles because that's when people start breaking down. So.
And do you guys train together? Is that something you all do?
We do. Yeah, we do. It's kind of hit. It just depends on what our schedules are like. If we can make it work, we usually do. This morning we swam together. Mm-hmm. We'll go for rides together. We run a little bit every once in a while. So.
And outside of triathlon, what do you guys do to kind of relax as a couple? And do you have some individual hobbies that you like to do?
Well, we like to hang out with our friends and drink some beers and go to the lake. We do a lot of things outside of triathlon. Right now we're doing a home remodel project together, which is a new adventure for us.
Time consuming. And do y'all plans to have some kids one day? And have you talked about how that's going to affect your already crunched time?
We have a kid right now. He's an 11-year-old Weimaraner that keeps us pretty busy. I don't know if we're in a big rush to have kids right now. I think it would definitely change our time availability and what we would be able to manage. For sure, it would be a big change.
Yeah, and Chuck, you mentioned a little bit before, but on average, how many hours per week do you think that you train?
You know, it depends on kind of our phase of our training. In our heavier periods, you know, we might be over 20. And in our, you know, off season, yeah, maybe 10, 12, 13. I mean, it's just kind of, it's lighter.
Right. All right. We're going to come back one more segment with the Sloans. This is On Your Mark with Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. I am Sean Call, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness. That is Jeremy Poplin, and we will be right back.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.
Make plans now to join over 12,000 participants from around the world at the Williams Route 66 Marathon presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Tulsa's Marathon Weekend begins on Friday, November 18th with a free two-day health, fitness, and sustainability expo at the Tulsa Convention Center. Tulsa's largest road race expands to 2 days this year with a 5K fun run and mascot dash on Saturday, November 19th. The marathon, half marathon, and five-person marathon relay are on Sunday, November 20th. Both days feature live entertainment along the course and post-race concerts and festivities at the finish line. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at Route66Marathon.com. That's www.route66marathon.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Welcome back into On Your Mark with Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. I am Sean Call, the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness, and tonight we are joined by Jennifer and Chuck Sloan. And Jennifer, what would you tell someone who has a good running base and they, for instance, they watch the Ironman World Championships and they get fired up? What would you tell them if they would like to pursue triathlon? I mean, where do they get started?
I think that the first thing that they would need to do is learn how to swim and get the proper coaching and technique for the swim. Swimming is something that you really need to have some instruction if you haven't had that before.
What is a what's a common mistake that they can avoid that you see a lot?
Oh, in swimming?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just not drowning is one thing that's really key. I would just, you know, have someone look at you swim and videotape you so that you can see what you're doing, even if it's just with an iPhone, because you can be swimming and think it's the right way, and you watch it on a video and you realize that there are a lot of things that you could improve on.
That's good. Drowning is huge. And Chuck, what is a ballpark budget for someone interested in triathlon? There's so much equipment. You've got to buy good equipment, gear, and everything that goes into that. What would you say is just a ballpark annual budget?
Oh, annual budget? I mean, it depends on your commitment level. I mean, for somebody that's getting into it, I would say try to borrow a bike and get a pair of goggles and go, you know, go to your local gym and swim and try to, you know, look up some information, you know, whether it's the internet or read a book or talk to, you know, the other local triathletes and kind of, you know, get into it. I mean, you can spend very little if you just want to do it as a real hobby, or if you can get really over the top in it and you can spend thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, you know, you see guys in Kona and they have $10,000 bike setups. They have, you know, it's $5,000 to go there. I mean, it can be really expensive, but at the same time, you can have a lot of fun and you don't have to necessarily spend a lot of money.
All right. And what's next for both of you? What are some of your immediate goals, and what are you training for? Jennifer?
We've been training hard for the pub run, which is going to be November 12th
okay.
at McNally's. And then we're also racing cyclocross. There's some good local races, which is kind of an off-road cycling event. And also we've the Route 66 marathon coming up in November as well.
And half marathon.
And you can look at the current issue of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. There's a full page there dedicated to the achievements of Chuck and Jennifer and some other Oklahoma triathletes. Chuck's time of 9 hours, 4 minutes is the fastest of any Oklahoma amateur or professional at the Ironman World Championship. So it's pretty impressive. Each one of these triathletes is just an amazing representative of our state. So we enjoy following you two, and thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And we wanted to run down some upcoming events. And this Saturday, the Marianne Vanetta Race with the Stars. It's a 5K and 1 mile fun run in Oklahoma City. There's a nursing shortage in this country, and this race addresses that by funding a graduate program and getting people educated to fill these positions. So it's a great cause. The first 200 finishers receive a special prize. Don't know what that is yet. Jinx Half Marathon this Saturday, one of our favorite fall events. It's the longest running half marathon in the state. Half marathon, 5K, a beautiful course. And this benefits the Jinx High School cross country team. Their travel, their lodging when they go to meet. So that's a great cause as well. You can visit OKSportsAndFitness.com, our comprehensive event calendar, for all the details, links to the event websites. Check out our new issue, the digital version. Go around town and pick it up. It's a free magazine. And check out all the neat features that we've added. And we're here every Thursday night, Poplin, 6:30 p.m. on 1430 The Buzz. And thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much to our special guest that we had in studio this evening. And do not forget that if you missed any of the previous episodes, you can go to buzztulsa.com. Right there on the front page, there's the on-demand link. Click on that, and then the podcast window will pop open, and you can see all the previous episodes listed right there on your left-hand side. We're here every Thursday night at 6:30. For Sean Call, I'm Jeremy Poplin, saying have a good evening from Sports Radio 1430, The Buzz. The dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, www.tulsasportsdoctor.com.